Now, in this second section, we have a discussion of Jehovah with Israel regarding their restoration. And I just lift out one or two things here. Verse 8, thus saith the Lord, in an acceptable time have I heard thee, and in a day of salvation have I helped thee, and I will preserve thee. I'll give thee for a covenant of the people to establish the earth, to cause to inherit the desolate heritage. Now God heard the prayer of Christ, and he whom the nation crucified will be the one before whom kings will bow. Even every knee must acknowledge his lordship. Now I drop down to verse 13. Sing, O heavens, and be joyful, O earth, and break forth into singing, O mountains. For the Lord hath comforted his people and will have mercy upon his afflicted. You see, God's purposes in the earth center in the nation Israel. When they are back in the land, then both the heavens and the earth can rejoice. And today, we have everything more or less out of socket today. It's out of place as far as the world is concerned. Israel should be in the land, in the place of blessing, serving God. They're not. The church should be in heaven with Christ. Church is still in the world. The devil should be in hell. And he's walking around the earth today seeking whom he may devour. And the Lord Jesus Christ should be sitting upon the throne of this earth, ruling this earth. But he's at the right hand of God. You know, there are a lot of things that have got to get shifted around and get in their right socket. And when they do, then it'll be true of what Browning says. God is in his heaven and all's right with the world. Right now, Pippin's passes of Browning just doesn't fit into the world that you and I live in. But now the Lord's talking to them here. It's his discussion with them regarding their restoration. And if you still have doubts whether God will restore Israel, then I submit this section to you for your careful study. Now I drop down to the last division here in verse 22, and it's the third section, and this is really a digression here, that God's going to judge their oppressors. Verse 22, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lift up mine hand to the Gentiles, and set up my standard to the people, and they shall bring thy sons in their arms, and their daughters shall be carried upon their shoulders. Now God assures Israel that the Gentiles will assist him in the final restoration of the nation to the land. Heretofore, the Gentiles have scattered them. And this makes this rather remarkable prophecy even today. Now you remember, though Great Britain did open that land for them, yet Great Britain is the one that put out a mandate they could not enter. And you remember, they came in by ship without permission. And they have been hindered most of the time. It has taken persecution to push them out of other countries. And we find today they're being blocked in Russia. The second largest population of Jews today is in Russia. And probably I ought to revise that a little and say that the largest is probably in this country. The second is in Israel itself, and the third in Russia. But outside of the land, the second one is in Russia today. And they do not seem to want to get rid of them. And yet they have been subjected to a great deal of anti-Semitism in that land. Now what you have here, therefore, is the fact that in that day, God will bring them back into the land and use the Gentiles to move them back.